wonder if Patricia Cavillis has a Laurie Oakes memory. Patricia, do you?
A Laurie Oakes memory? How many memories could you possibly have?
I think
my Laurie Oakes memory, other than the fact that a few young journos have said this today, he was always a really positive and, you know, open to be people's mentors, always really complimentary. If I got a good story, he would, you know, he'd say, good story, that one. You know, he's really acknowledged people in the gallery who were, you know, much more junior than him. But I think that moment where he stood up during the election campaign and asked Julia Gillard that question, that leak out of cabinet, was the moment where everyone was like, well, Laurie's arrived. We knew when he came. Laurie's
here.
Laurie's here. He's not just here. He wants to have the bad chicken.
He's a presence.
Not that I want to insult the chicken at the National Press Club. I hear it's fantastic.
There you go. Now, he was there, but you're somewhere else as well. Tell us where you are and why you're on the phone.
Why am I on the phone? I'm at the Garma Festival in Arnhem Land, and of course this festival is the biggest Indigenous festival in the country. It begins officially tomorrow. We've arrived today, but people are arriving kind of the day before, and people stay, you know, longer than the official, you know, conference itself. I found my tent. This is a big deal for anyone who knows me, and I think our listeners know me well enough now to know I'm not really great at camping, Jonathan.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, but I've got my tent, set it up, I've got my sheet on the little thing, and I've got lots of dirt in it already. People are laughing at me, so I reckon I'm already established myself pretty well. Thinks it's hilarious.
How's the insect life up there, Patricia?
Good question. So far, so good, actually. In fact, it's absolutely fantastic. There's a beautiful breeze from the peninsula. It's absolutely perfect conditions. So I can't tell you that I'm suffering. I'm not suffering at all. I'm having a fantastic time.
Now, big things will be discussed at Garma. And of course, we had the Uluru Statement from the Heart earlier this year. And the theme of that key forum at Garma, no surprise, is treaty and approaches to constitutional change. What do you think you're going to hear there?
I think that this gathering, being the most important gathering of Indigenous leaders and very senior politicians, you know, this is the sort of event the Prime Minister, the opposition leader, come to and have a frank discussion with some of the most senior traditional owners and Aboriginal leaders in the country. And they've made it quite clear, the Indigenous leadership, that they are uniting behind this Uluru Statement and the subsequent Referendum Council recommendation. And to anyone who doesn't remember it, that recommendation is for a voice to the Parliament, an Indigenous elected voice written into the Constitution. Now, since that was announced, there have been some politicians, including Ken Wyatt, who's an Indigenous MP from the Liberal side of politics, who've suggested perhaps this could be legislated. My understanding is that the Indigenous leaders here, including Galaroi Yunupingu, will make it very clear that Indigenous Australia is united behind wanting this in the Constitution. They don't want some sort of, you know, statement in the preamble, some statement that is flowery words of acknowledgement. They want something substantial. They want a voice. And I think they're going to have a pretty frank conversation with the politicians that come here, that that's exactly what they want. There will be that conversation on RN Drive tomorrow night as well.
Tell us who's on tomorrow night and you know, what sort of shape that conversation is going to take.
Well, that big conversation around constitutional recognition, I mean, tomorrow's the official opening, which is ceremonial but very significant, but that big conversation about constitutional recognition, which really is at the heart of this gathering, will happen on Saturday. So we'll give you a bit of a preview. We'll have leaders like Noel Pearson, we'll have Marcia Langton, others who will be gathering to make pretty robust arguments about their views on constitutional change. Also, Mr. Balapalu Yunupingu will join us. Another person from the community here, an elder from the community, will be joined by Denise Bowden, who is one of the leaders of the Yothu Yindi Foundation. But this isn't just, you know, if anyone's listening going, oh, it's a lot of sort of serious talk that comes out of Garma. It absolutely is a very serious gathering. This is an arts and culture festival.
There's fun too, yes.
Yeah, in fact, on the plane, I mean, I sat next to a couple, just, you know, a suburban mum and dad who'd left their kids. Beautiful story. And this is kind of tells you what Garma is for people. They left their four kids with the grandma. They hadn't missed their kids before, they told me. But they've come here, teachers, because they want to be here at this festival. They want to learn more about Aboriginal Australia, and these are, you know, really people who've taken their own leave. And great expense, really. It's very expensive to get to Garma. It's really very far away if you live in Melbourne or in Sydney to come and participate in that. So this isn't just sort of, you know, there's the CEOs that come, there's some really heavy hitters in terms of Indigenous leaders. But this is the kind of gathering where Australians from all over the country come because they want to connect with Indigenous Australia in the spirit of reconciliation. And really, that's what Garma is all about. It's about reconciliation and completing that project, and that we've been on this road for a long time, as you know, Jonathan, and
yes,
you know, we're kind of stuck, aren't we? I think we're kind of really stuck.
Stuck, but it also feels like there's suddenly a sort of sense of unity and purpose in that Indigenous voice. There's a, you know, a clarity starting to emerge too.
There is a clarity among the Indigenous leadership and rank and file Indigenous people who have been consulted about this through the referendum council process. And I'm getting a strong sense of speaking to them, and you will hear them tomorrow night on RN Drive, normal time. Please listen. But I'm getting the sense that, you know, they're very sure that this is the way they want to go forward, and they would like their political leaders to listen. And so far, we've got a bit of a lukewarm response from the Australian political leadership. They haven't ruled this out, but they haven't been enthusiastic either. So I think Garma will be that opportunity for Indigenous leaders to stand up and say, you need to take this proposal very seriously.
PK, thank you. Fasten that mosquito net and good night in the tent. Good luck in the tent this evening.
I'm ready to spray myself now. See you, Jonathan.
See you. Patricia Cavellis back tomorrow night from 6 on Drive, live from the Garma Festival. And yeah, a really important gathering that'll be all the way from the Northern Territory for you tomorrow night. It's 16 and a half away from 7.